Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday Coffee Tea with me. And today it is an honor and a privilege to bring back someone who has been well for how many years now, Ruth?
I think I got better properly in 2018. So it's 3.5 years?
Okay, 3.5 years. Okay, well, hey, jolly good. Before we let you tell your story, let me say that at 5:30 last evening, I received a call from Donna, our other guest, from Louisiana. And believe it or not, she called me from the hospital on her cell phone. She had an open heart surgery.
Now that,
wait a minute, that was completely out of the blue. Okay, and I had talked to her probably 4 times earlier in the week, and there was not even an indication that there was any issue. Now, she just told me that, well, she's doing great, okay? It definitely has nothing to do with our disease, but that she'll be here in a couple of weeks to do that show, because she is also just finished celebrating her second anniversary of wellness at the holidays. Okay, good morning to you. Okay, so it's unfortunate, but it is, and the good news is that she will be with us, and I will be talking to her again today. I spoke with her and her husband from the hospital last night. Seemed to be fine. I mean, amazing woman, let me tell you. So, without further ado, let me introduce to you a dear friend from the other side of the ocean, Ruth. Good morning, Ruth.
Hello there. Hello, Melon. Hello, everyone.
Morning.
So, I mean, I could guide you with the same 3 or 4 questions from every call we've ever done. But, you know, I'll just start off and say, what would you like to tell these people? There's at least a half a dozen, maybe more, that never heard from you before.
Well, first of all, thanks so much for inviting me. It's really lovely to connect. I mean, I'm not completely away from the website. I do dive in every now and again, but I have to confess, not as regularly as I used to. I used to be an everyday person on the website, but now I'm better. I'm not there so often, but thank you, and also thank you for putting up with the earlier time. It's a real help to me. It just sort of makes things a bit easier with the family timetable. It's something I did want to talk about a little bit was about, and I don't want to go into all the gruesomeness of things, but just to sort of touch on the fact that we all come looking for answers because we're really, really frightened and because we are in shock at what's happened to us. And I can just remember how devastating it felt to realize for the first time in my life that that doctors weren't going to be able to help me, that I couldn't go to my general practitioner and talk to them about what was happening to me, because I very quickly realized that they would want to give me medication to calm me down or want to put me into a psychiatric unit. So that just felt devastating, that I'd always thought I could rely on the medical world to look after me. How mistaken was I? Didn't understand the whole pharmacy industry then. So, of course, that adds to our fear, doesn't it? Because we don't understand what's the matter with us. Then when we do understand, that's horrendous. And then we realize that our normal ports of call for help aren't going to be any help for us. And I can still remember how that felt, and the sense of panic, and just calling out to God and praying and But waking up every morning in a state of panic, really, when you wake up and you think, oh my goodness, yes, this is happening to me and I don't know how to deal with it and I've got nobody that I can talk to about it. And so when I did look at various websites, but didn't get a lot of help, didn't get a lot of sense of reassurance from them. But, you know, finding Mel's website was totally different. And eventually when I got over the fear of, like, oh, my goodness, what does it mean to do this protocol and how am I going to manage that and how am I, can I really take all these things and drink these things and all of that. I just wanted to say to people, if you're at that stage, either on the call or listening to the call, I totally get it that that's how it feels at the beginning. And but just to say that I owe my life to Mel. I owe getting my life back to him. I just owe my peace of mind to Mel. And I am just so grateful for this, for Mel, for what he's done with the protocol, for what he's doing with the website. And so just big thank you to you, Mel. And just sort of, I just want to commend this protocol to people and just to say, don't be frightened, because once you start on it and once you just get a sense, you know, of being that you can change your diet, it is possible. And you can get a hold of the stuff and you can start on it. And very quickly, symptoms start to calm down and things start to get better. Then, of course, as you start getting into the treatment a bit further, they get worse, but only temporarily, because that is just part of the healing process. So should I stop, Mel, or should I just keep rambling on?
No. You know, it's your words. It's not me leading you. No, I'm happy. I'm going to ask you one question when you're done before I turn them all loose, and there are going to be plenty of questions today, dear. So just keep on going until you feel you said your piece.
Yeah, okay. Well, just to say that what was so valuable for me about being here, apart from help, being helped, was the sense of community. And I really loved posting. I used to post my journey every month, or maybe a bit more than once a month. I would talk about everything to do with the illness that was happening to me. I would post all my symptoms. I would post what was happening to me with, you know, what I was taking, if I saw anything different or if I felt different, how I was getting on. I would post my fears. I would post about my failures, my successes. So it was a real, I find it very, very therapeutic. And of course, getting people's responses, knowing that I wasn't alone, you know, people would answer my questions, people would comment, and I would comment on other people's posts. And there was just a wonderful sense of being in it all together. And also, being joining in with the Sunday prayer times, that was really a very, very big help. At that time, Daisy used to lead the prayer meetings, and you know, I know things sort of go through cycles, but I just really, really appreciated everyone that was there. And even though, you know, I don't know what these people look like. In my day, it was like it was Deanna. And I have no idea what Deanna looks like. But I feel as if I know her, you know. And people like Aunt Laura. That I think wonderful relationships are built here. So there is that wonderful sense of fellowship and community.
These people every week, twice a weekend, okay, that 90% of the people who are community members, they're the ones who get well. Being part of the community just makes this easier to get accomplished.
Hmm. Yes, absolutely. I think because it helps you to be committed to the protocol and accountable to it. And, you know, and if you can be honest about when you slipped up, it just kind of helps you. It helped me to be more disciplined. You know, I used to think of it like climbing a mountain, and then, you know, I would think I was so near the top, but then when you climb a mountain, you then get onto a plateau, and then you realize there's a bit more to go. And sometimes you can feel a bit discouraged, thinking, oh, no, I'm not going to make it in the 9 months, you know, sort of, or even the 12 months that maybe that I was hoping for. But you've got the people cheering you on and saying, you know, just that sense of being in it with others, really, really helpful. And also, you know, apart from the wonderful thing of the help with the Morgellons, I learned a huge amount just generally about health and about all sorts of other ways to just have the, you know, do the best I can to keep my body healthy. So I'm learning all the time from Mel, and, you know, of what to do and how, just how to, just to look after body. And, you know, so I'm reading, you know, things that Mel's sending out all the time about diet and meal ideas. And so I think that, yeah, this sort of website is not just about, you know, recovering from Morgellons, but it's about, you know, doing wellness, which is what obviously the Logos protocol is for, you know, the wellness protocol. So, yes, just restoring my health. I feel as if I went down a rabbit hole and never got out of it, but it's wonderful because just transformed the way I do things in terms of looking after my health and never going back to, you know, the way things used to be before. I had to learn to be patient. I knew I probably wasn't going to do it in 9 months like Ellen, but I did sort of think, oh, well, maybe I can stick to a diet for a year. I mean, I had no idea. I just sort of thought, oh, well, maybe if I give up all my favourite foods for a year, then maybe I'll be better, and then maybe I'll be able to go back. I didn't get it. And I had to learn to be patient, and I still have to learn to be persistent. You know, I still have to discipline myself with my food, because
I tell them all the time that when you get well, the key to stay that way is moderation.
Yeah, and I don't know if for some people they can be more immoderate than others. I don't know. But I just think for me, I mean, sometimes I'll allow myself, now that I'm better, I'll allow myself, you know, to go off piste a little bit. But I just feel in my body that, oh, that hasn't done me any good. But of course, I'm a bit older and I ate badly for many, many, many years. So I think maybe that possibly has something to do with it, or maybe it's just my body makeup and my metabolism. I'm not sure, but so I've had to come to terms with the fact that, but then, you know, and I think about it, well, sugar is not going to help anybody's health. So, you know, even if I could eat sugar, you know, an unlimited amount, it would kill me eventually. You know, it is bad stuff, you know, increases the risk of all sorts of diseases. So I'm better off without it. So God knows, probably. God knows best in these things. But, yeah, so I've had to get a different mindset about things. And but, you know, it's sort of finding joy in life, isn't it? And they always say without your health, you know, life is nothing. So, yes, okay, we've got to be a bit disciplined about food, maybe for the rest of our lives. But what's that, you know, compared to keeping healthy and well and being able to enjoy life. I feel better now, I think, certainly better than I did in my 20s. I feel healthy.
I tell people that staying on the basic protocol is a really clever idea.
Yes, that's right.
I can't believe, you know, how slowly I feel like I'm aging. I mean, I'm still rowdy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have
76 years old.
Hmm.
I can still get in trouble.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
But everybody who gets well here likes life more than before.
Yeah.
Appreciation is great. All right, I'll try not to interrupt while you finish up.
No, I think I'm probably finished.
All right.
I think I'm probably done, if that's all right.
I think that that's fine. I think that I always tell people that coaching is a good thing because if you talk to me often enough, I can't or I will not allow you to fall off the cliff.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
Because I know we talked a lot, even though you were in England. I didn't care.
Oh, no, you were great. And it was before the coaching days. But we still kept in touch a lot. And I would, you know, if I didn't speak to you on the phone.
I wasn't broken yet.
Oh, I know.
That's the only reason we ever started, because I went broken. I had no more.
Yeah.
Ruth, I'm so proud of you. I brag about you. Now, listen, Ruth told you she journaled her journey. And it's there in Follow the Journeys with five or six others. Donna's in there. Terry's in there. Eleanor Troy's in there. This 18-year-old boy, Justin, is in there. I mean, and they all journaled that journey, and all of them gave you all the ideas, if you'll take the time to read them all, of what you can anticipate, which really takes a ton of the fear away. And fear's like sugar, guys. It's the second leading killer on Earth. All right, let's start. Let's start. Okay, now let me get over there. Because with the four new L's, it's a little bit confusing. All right. Lola, do you have a question for Ruth?
I do. Thank you for joining, Ruth. I'm new. I've been on the protocol for a week. And one of the things that's happening to me is my hair is falling out, and I'm losing so much weight, which I was kind of on the low weight side to begin with. When did that all start to change for you? If you have that.
Yeah, I didn't lose my hair, but I do recall, you know, that happening to people. And I do recall their hair growing back, you know, as they went through the, you know, with the protocol. I am also on the thinner side, and I did lose some weight because it takes a while for our bodies to adjust to the very different diet. And also it takes a while for us to find things that we're going to enjoy eating and that are going to give our bodies the calories that we need. I mean, things that helped me was eggs. I used to eat a lot of eggs, you know, good free range. And avocados, because they've, you know, got a lot of calories in. So those sort of good fats were helpful to me. I mean, I think, you know, I used to eat a lot of salad, but of course I wasn't used to eating huge platefuls of salad. So it just takes our bodies and our brains just a bit of time to find, you know, things to eat. I mean, I was sort of like searching around for things that I could enjoy eating. I mean, have you got a sort of a plan now for a diet?
Well, we have this section in the forum called Delicious Recipes for Your Dining Enjoyment. And it says 2021, because I haven't updated it yet with a new recipe in this year, back to 2016. Okay, in the beginning, we didn't have pictures. But as this thing developed, I started asking everyone to send pictures with it. And there's probably 200 or 300 nice recipes, bread substitute, roll substitute, I mean, different ingredients to make some of the things that everyone really enjoys in a different way. Now, Donna, okay, who's her story is also in the Follow the Journeys, as is Terry. And both Donna and Terry lost their hair. That's usually an indication of Lyme as a as part of it all, actually, okay? As a different entity, but part of the whole scenario, co-infection. And so you'll read those or you'll wait till they come. Terry's here every Sunday. Every single Sunday, Terry is better. She still comes here for prayer because she is so happy she is better. It's incredible. I don't think she'll stop coming to prayer ever. I really don't. And she's a wonderful prayer. And today our prayer warrior is Rockin' Robin, also known as the Kraken. And in between Daisy, okay, there was Leslie. I mean, and there have been many prayer warriors who at different times, that was, you know, what they did here. But I have no idea what I'm supposed to say next. Tell me out. So, I mean, I don't know. I talk about food all the time to you guys, trying to tease you into working harder to get better so you can have some of those things. But it's all about moderation. If I ate everything I told you I was eating, I wouldn't be in this kind of condition. But, I don't know. Ruth, pick it up for me. I got lost.
I mean, don't worry. I mean, what I did find, Lola, was that my weight started to come back. So probably, you know, 6 months or so down the line, because as the body starts to heal, then I think everything just starts to work better. As you've been on, you know, as you've been on like the Logos protocol for a while, then I think all the processes in your body, your digestion, so your body will start to be able to absorb the nutrients, all of the different things in your body will just start to work better. So try not to be scared about the weight loss, but things that helped me was the almond fudge recipe. So that was sort of like a fudge, frozen fudge made with almond butter and natural cacao powder. And so very
that
few carbs in it,
be,
but
that,
you know, you can have forum, a really good sort of amount of them.
That's in that forum post.
Sorry?
Recipes for your dining enjoyment. Once you start scrolling it, I try to tell everyone, Ruth, you can't rush. There's so much to learn, and you got to go easy.
Yeah, you can't be stressed. Can't be stressed about it. But there's a lot of recipes to look through, and there's, you know, and sometimes it's like we're eating new food and our body's not used to it and we're not used to the taste, and it can feel a bit tricky. So, and everybody can sort of take a different amount of carbs, you know, and it's just sort of like trying to sort of work that out.
I tell them
Lola, I hope that it,
food. I tell them to journal on food. Remember journal on food? How I used to beat on you to get the book about what you ate, so you know, because everybody's body is different, that some can eat something. one other person who might have a terrible response to it. Everybody's body is different.
I have a follow-up question.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Ruth and Mel. How bad did you feel once you started taking the WPS? I work and I travel for business, and I'm trying to keep my job. I have a daughter in college and a house and lots of bills. And so I'm going to have to travel, and I'm just trying to plan and figure out how sick I'm going to be.
I don't think you're going to be sick. I really don't think you are.
Just say this. I've already told that I wouldn't be too concerned about something that cannot happen for 60 to 90 days yet. And once again, because everybody's body is different, it would be extremely difficult to predict exactly how she's going to respond to any particular thing. Okay, and again, if you start thinking about 3 to 4 months away, it's really hard to get through today.
Yeah, I'm just trying to plan for, my travel.
You told me that on a coaching call, and I told you that let's see how you do on the first month or two of the protocol, and you'll have a real good idea, you know, what's coming and how to tell what is going to happen in your body in response to WPS. I don't know anybody can predict that. Nobody. Not me. Because I know everybody's body is different. And I see different people respond at different levels. Okay? And I told you, it's more difficult for those who do work full-time away from home than it is for those who don't.
I think, Mel, that we all have a bit of fear around the WPS. You know, I certainly did. And because I read a lot of the stories, and I read about people's symptoms getting worse. And also, it feels a scary sort of a thing to drink. In actual fact, it's not at all. And of course, you know, if you read some of the negative stuff on the internet about it, you'll think, oh my goodness, what am I putting into my body? But, you know, remember, they are like that about a lot of things. And it's just sort of fake information. So I think that Mel is the expert on WPS, and I am convinced that you're safe in his hands and that he will help you through it. I mean, I never felt ill during the day from it, never. I had an increase in symptoms. So, you know, I had a lot more debris coming out of my skin, more than I'd had before. But that was just the WPS doing what it's supposed to do. The only time that I sort of felt a bit poorly with it was when I was increasing the strength of it, but that was in the days when we went to a much higher strength, and that doesn't happen anymore. And all that happened was I felt a bit nauseous, and it was in the night, after drinking some and a bit of stomach ache, but that was it. So I hope that helps a bit.
Don't scare him to death and don't give him ideas.
No, I mean,
Let me say this. Well, I'm not done. Okay. How many drops did you do in those days, darling?
How many drops was I up to? A lot. I think it was about 17.
Yeah.
17 drops or something like that, all in one go. So, it was a different time.
Until we changed it, okay? Because some people just couldn't hack it that way, okay? And we would lose people because they were terrified, even though it was the greatest thing was happening. Nobody believes, no matter how many people tell you, that when it starts feeling terrible, that's a really good sign. Now, who in their right mind is going to believe that? But it's true.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so
yeah, I mean one of the yeah. real big challenges with this disease is it's not a documented disease by the CDC, so I can't even go on disability and collect my disability because what am I going to collect on?
Lyme.
So I'm trying.
If you can prove Lyme, if you're losing your hair at this point in time, then my guess is you got Lyme co-infection. Okay, so if you can come up with Lyme, okay, well then you probably can get disability because I know there are people that are getting disability on Lyme.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so that would be the tact that I might take at this point. But again, it's in the very beginning. I mean, we haven't really talked a whole lot, but hey, everything will work out. Just got to give it a little bit of time.
Right, right. And I'm good with that. And as you know, I was a marathon runner, and so part of my life is planning and knowing what's coming and staying with a regiment, and I'm very regimented, so I'm just trying to plan ahead. That's all. And I want to know what's going to happen
to
my body.
Not sure it's possible to do what you want right now, to plan that far. When you're on the protocol for 2 months, you'll know if you can add something else that's going to make you feel worse at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So, area code 901, were you here and left and came back? No. Okay, area code 901, your first name? Okay. Let me guess. I know who this is. Okay. Okay. And then we got Cassandra dropped in. All right. Lola, we're going to move on. We got to. Ward, question for, but good questions, and honey, you got coaching. Let's, you know, we can get to it this afternoon. We can get to it Monday.
I really don't have any questions. I'm just listening.
Okay, well, welcome, buddy. Sorry that I slowed down with the train videos, but, man, I'm so busy, Ward. It's crazy. I had worked on my own railroad in 9 days. 9 days.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. All right, is that Chrissy? No, that's Ruth. Hi, Ruth. Nancy, come in, Nancy.
Good morning, Ruth Ann. Thank you for being here.
Hello.
The only thing that Donald has asked this before, too, and I had wondered, but then I started having problems with it again. The little fibers and the little lint-looking things that you get all over everything. Did you have any specific way to get rid of that?
Sorry, I'm not quite understanding. Are you talking about sort of if something comes back, or sort of an original sort of situation?
No. She's talking about floating fibers and things like that. And did you have to get rid of them? And I told everybody those who suffer from that part of it will find that when they get well, it disappears. There's nothing you can do to get rid of it while it keeps coming at your body. It keeps coming out.
Okay.
Yeah. You've just got to think it's better out. It's good that it's coming out. And try not to panic about it.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Went away, and then all of a sudden it just came back, and it seemed to be a lot.
Cycles, honey. The disease cycles.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
So happy for you.
Thank you. Yes, it does get better. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. And I remember people talking about cycles of things, and some people talked about like 3 month cycles or 6 month cycles, and
half a month cycles. We had all kinds of people. Cycles is something that every one of these people thinks is the first time it ever happened. I tell them that this thing, the disease, is so repetitious. Okay. And I thank God I understand it, okay? And no one who doesn't have it will ever understand what you're going through. No one. Because they think we're all nuts, okay? None of us are nuts. Mm. Unfortunate victim. Do anything wrong to get it.
That settles mine. So I appreciate the thing that about it coming back and going away and coming back.
It's like your favorite burger, you know, once a month.
I don't have one.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. You get better, and I'm going to take you to Juicy Burger.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, it's wonderful. All right, let's see. Carrie Ann and Joe. Ruth, I call these the honeymooners. Isn't it interesting we always have a young married couple?
Oh, that's good.
I'm in honeymooners.
Yeah, good morning. Ruth, thanks for being here with us. We love hearing your story and being able to come back and share with us, especially for newer people and for us who have been on the journey for a while to get re-motivated and just, you know, understand the big why and purpose we're here to get there. We don't have any questions. We just really appreciate you coming in again, sharing your story. So thank you for being here.
Oh, that's great.
All right. So next, okay, is Martha. Hi, Martha.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. So the question I have is, did your family join you when you made changes in your diet? Because my husband, bless his heart, he's a very fussy eater, and I am having to fix two different meals, and it's really challenging. And
yeah,
I'm the only cook. I'm sorry?
You're the only cook, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in a bit of the same situation. I had two children at home, you know, sort of older teenagers, and a husband that I was cooking for. And one son is autistic and a very fussy eater, and the daughter was, you know, certain things that she liked. And I basically tried not to cook totally different meals because I thought that's going to just be too much hard work. If I gave them potato, I obviously just didn't eat the potato. You know, I would eat the same protein that they eat. I just tried to make sure that it was good protein, you know, the way that Mel and John advise. And I would just have lots and lots of vegetables. They might not eat so many vegetables, and I would always try and, you know, sort of, if they ate carrots, okay, well, I don't eat the carrots, I eat the green stuff. So I didn't deny them food, but I would always just make sure that I had plenty of the stuff that I could eat. And slowly, with my husband, I made changes. And we talked about things, and he read books about low-carb diets. So eventually he did actually make the change over to a low-carb diet so that we now more or less eat the same things. It's just that he can add in other stuff if he wants to. It's obviously it's not going to make him, you know, have symptoms in the same way that it might me, but basically, from a health point of view, he would be just staying off the carbs, and he generally stays off the sugar. So I would just kind of like with your husband, I would just sort of, yeah, just maybe try and talk to him about the benefits of cutting down on sugar, you know, or what sugar, you know, not preachy, but just right. Sort of, you know, slide him, you know, occasional articles to read, you know, that might help. Because it will be good for his health as well.
Yeah.
It's good for everybody's health to get off sugar. And obviously, you know, the simple carbohydrates, the potato, bread, you know, the wheat is terrible for people's gut biome and everything. So, you know, you might find that slowly, you know, and introducing him to cauliflower rice, you know, or cauliflower mash, these things taste delicious, and he might find that he don't miss the other stuff. You never know.
Okay.
Well, there was once a great hockey player named Boom Boom Geoffrion. Sorry, Donald's not here. And Boom Boom said, if you don't shoot, you can't score. So you try to slip in some of these healthy things under his nose, and God forbid he likes it. Boom, eureka.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, now for lunch every day, well, for lunch, we either have soup that I've made, so like sort of vegetable soup, boiled up bones, and then throw in a load of veg. We either have that for lunch, or we'll have like a ratatouille thing with like a vegetable stew, or we'll have a plate full of salad with some protein. And, you know, whereas it used to be very, very bread-based rolls and sandwiches and everything. But, you know, bless him, you know, he'll just... I mean, I'm fairly fortunate that he will more or less eat what's put in front of him. But I think, like Mel says...
Stop. He started doing what you do because he watched you get healthy. Yes or no?
Definitely. Yeah, that is part of it. Yes, definitely. And he saw that I didn't... Him,
I was singing to myself. Because I saw it take place. I remember him early on. I mean, I remember all of it. I don't know how I remember it all, but I do.
Yes, you're very, very good. He really did not want me to do the protocol. He was very resistant. It was a real prayer battle because I didn't want to sort of do stuff that he was, you know, absolutely adamant against. It's better to get people on side, isn't it? But I think he thought I was going to keel over and die just from, you know, the silver and the WPS. He thought I was going to turn blue and that the WPS would kill me. I mean, it's hilarious, really. But, you know, but he would look at me and, you know, he still looks at me taking the pills and stuff. And he sees me not getting sick. He sees me unafraid of what's going around, even though I haven't had the thing that's, you know, been given the treatment that's going around. He sees me unafraid. It does speak volumes.
Thanks, honey, because a lot of the people, when they come to have problem with the spouse, you know that. We've had that going on forever.
Yeah.
But, man, if you better, that's it. That's all they need to see, because then they're going to do whatever you tell them, because they just watched what is a miracle. And they were all dead set against it. And right, I mean, I really remember it all, Ruth, okay? I haven't told the story about my lemon meringue pie forever.
Oh, gosh. It's hilarious. And I made that lemon meringue pie, and I hadn't made lemon meringue pie for a long time. And it's like, all that effort, and then somebody else ate it. It's shocking.
She sends me a lemon meringue pie at Christmas 3 years ago now.
I guess it would be, yeah.
Right. It got to me in, what was it, February or March?
I sent it at Christmas. I suppose that was a daft time to send it because the post is all, you know.
Well, anyway, I don't remember if it was February or March. And I was really so excited, but the box was really light. Well, when I got inside the box, what was left was the tin plate and the tiniest piece of a crust you ever saw. Postman from England to Reno opened this thing every stop it made and had a slice of my pie.
I'm so hard.
It's a true story. I mean, this is
a true story. Oh, dear.
Or is it true?
It's true, yes. Yeah.
All right.
It's true, and I don't think I've made one since, but funny, no. We were talking about it at Christmas.
Listen.
With my family. Yes.
when I make my next move, you'll send it to my new house, okay?
Oh, we can give it another go. Yes, we can.
Yeah, I know, because my grandma hasn't made lemon meringue pie forever because she's not here anymore. And
no.
I was so excited. Remember how excited I was?
Yes.
I told you about grandma and all that. All right. Let's keep on keeping on here. All right, Robin, come on in and say hi to Ruth.
Hello, Ruth. I was muted. I was laughing so hard at that story.
I know.
It's so good to have you, and thank you so much for coming. And it's just so good to hear someone that got completely well and is living a full life. And I realized some things while you were talking. I don't have the flyaways anymore. I haven't had those in a long time. I don't have the black dots anymore. I don't have the grains of sand anymore. I rarely have any kind of bites on my body. The only thing I have are the rashes. I have the rash. I kind of keep a rash on my feet. And I have one on my neck right now. But all of that other stuff went away. And so I'm only dealing with the rashes. And I rarely have anything in my hair. So I just want everybody to know it does go away with time, you know. But thank
That's
you so
great.
Much for being here. And I just love your story.
Well, I tell them, Ruth, that it's really helpful to go in and read all the stories and follow the journey. Because those stories were chronicled by these people more than other people who came here. And it makes it so much easier when you read different people's stories and see that they all have something different. They all have many things the same. But all of them are you're gonna see the progression. Okay, and you're going to see it in different time frames for different people. But you'll be less afraid understanding everything you're experiencing was experienced almost by every other person before you.
Yes,
it's
that's true.
So much easier, okay, to go through this, to know that I'm really one ever. Told me I was, but it's very difficult to believe that. All right, let's keep on keeping on. Let's go to another honeymooning couple who climb mountains.
Hello there. Ruth, I just want to thank you so much for taking your time to be with us today. Trying to remember how long we have been with Mel now. 5 months, 6 months, maybe?
Hold on, I can tell you exactly, you know me.
Feels like forever.
Knock it off, you. I'll tell them about you running around in your long johns. Behave. All right, how about at the last 10 days in August?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Gotcha. Thanks for writing that date down. Yeah.
So going on 6 months for sure. You know, so we are in the stage of course, the WPS, and I have had some more outbreaks on my skin since I've been taking it. But you're right, it is a little bit scary, but, you know, before I drink the WPS, I always say a little prayer to God. For this potion that Mel came up with to heal and not harm, and it really helps me to just drink it on down because I know that it's healed others, it's healed you, and it's a must, you know. It's an absolute must. So, I just want to thank you for, I don't really have any specific questions. I do have one for Mel. I don't know if this is the time or not, but I just want to know if...
We're going to do questions when she's done because she's going to go ahead and cook dinner for everybody.
Okay. Well, then, Kip, do you have anything you'd like to ask?
I don't have anything at all. Great show this morning. Thanks so much for being here. Love you all.
Thank you.
He's the only guy I ever saw climb mountains in long johns. All right. Mel, hey, did I always try to make you laugh, by the way, Ruth?
Yes, always, always.
All right, I didn't want him to think this was a new bad habit.
No.
All right, I see that your hand up, Chrissy. All right, wait a minute. Okay, that seems
good. Hi there.
Chrissy, do you have to leave, Chrissy?
No, I just thought I would get in just in case Ruth had to go to make her dinner. And I really wanted to say it's been such a wonderful call. You know, you've expressed everything just beautifully, Ruth. It's been a really, really, really helpful call. And I think it's, you know, you went through everything and it's been really helpful, especially for the newbies that are scared or feeling vulnerable or worried. And when I started with the protocol, like you had been on it a while, and I was able to email you, and you offered me, you know, support and advice on things, and you know, you're such a nice woman, and I'm just delighted. I'm really delighted. It's just, it tickles me pink when you know, it's lovely to get people from. I mean, you do get in touch, you know, with the website as well, but it's been great having you on. And, you know, you were always really stoic and calm even then. You know, I know maybe you weren't always yourself,
right, Chrissy,
but you've always...
Chrissy, tell us she's one of your heroes.
Oh. That's so sweet. Well, I just admire your... You know, you were always kind of calm and on the calls and things, and I really admired that, because, you know, and you did it step by step, and it's lovely that you're coming back to tell people your journey. So thanks for that, and I'm really glad that you're doing so well, Ruth. It's just lovely.
Chrissy, well, lots of love to you. Lots of love to you, and you're faithful to this community. And you know, you're here, and you're helping out. So you know, so well done to you. And I just wish you well on your journey. You know, and hope that you're doing well.
All right, Chrissy, thank you, darling. All right, we were going to get to you, but all right. She's not going to leave, I don't think, until everyone gets at least one question. All right, so whenever I don't know who it is, it's Joanna.
Hi. Yes, I don't have any questions, but thank you, Ruth, for being here. And I'm enjoying listening to the call and all the good questions. So thank you.
It's okay.
All right, Diane and Paul, good morning again. Another honeymooning couple.
Oh yeah, definitely. 35 years later, we're still honeymooning. This is Diane. Yeah, of course. Hi, Ruth. Thanks so much for being here today. Hi. I'm just wondering, like, how long you were sick before you went on the protocol, and then how long were you actually on the protocol before you felt well?
Well, I first had symptoms December 2014, so right at the very, very end of the year. But I didn't know what it was. I thought, to begin with, I thought I had scabies. And it took about a couple of weeks just doing stuff, you know, looking on the internet to try and find out what it was before I kind of really... sort of knew. And by that stage the symptoms were progressing, you know, from just the crawly itching things to getting stings and noticing more stuff on my body and everything. So that was when it started, so end of 14, beginning of 2015. And then I had a few months of praying and looking, you know, what can I do, where can I get help, what can I do to get better.
Seven months.
Yeah. Yeah, because I started
with 7/27/15 at 10:40.
You're so amazing, Mel. Your records. Yeah, I started post. I put a post up, and then Mel rang me. You know, just amazing. I thought it was amazing that Mel rang me. I wasn't expecting it at all. But just wonderful, wonderful help, and just told me what to do and how to get started. So, yeah, so that was in the summer. So that was 7 months, and started the pills, I think, in August, because it, you know, gets a while to get them shipped.
It was August 22nd. You started the protocol in 15, and you started the second round. Advice on extra supplements on 9/28. Keep going.
Yeah, you got it all there. And so then I was, you know, doing the full protocol, WPS and everything for a couple of years. And then, because then I went on holiday to Greece in 2017. And there was, what do I do about the WPS? And at that stage, I stopped it. So I didn't take it abroad with me. And then I came home and I just sort of thought, well, maybe I'm okay. Maybe I'm all right without it. And I think somebody on the, you know, the advice was, well, maybe you don't need to keep taking it. So I tried stopping it, but was still taking all the protocol pills. But at that stage, I wasn't doing the carb counting because Karen hadn't put that post up by that stage, and my diet, although it was strict, there were too many carbs in it for me, and I
many
had
holes.
A return. A what?
Too many holes. You went back to the pastries because you grew up.
No, I did. Well, I didn't do that, but there were some things that I was, what was it that got me? I think milk. I went back drinking a milky coffee and that, you know, and then I was horrified when I looked and saw how many carbs, you know, was in milk, you know, ordinary cow's milk. So, yes, there were just some things, and I wasn't measuring the amount of vegetables. So, you know, when I counted up actually how the carb count of what I was eating, even though they weren't totally off the diet, it was too many. So it was like the wrong combination. So I did get a return of some symptoms. So at that stage, with the advice of Mel, I went back on the WPS, but not to a very high amount, and it very, very quickly all calmed down, so that I think it was at some point in 2018 that I just sort of thought, oh, I can stop this now, I'm okay.
You want the date or not necessary?
No, go on then.
Okay, it was the date was 8. Oh, no, 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 no. It was not when you think it was.
Oh, was it not? When was it?
It was later in the year than August.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right.
But then after, I think it was about 90 days. Started, so about Christmas time we're done, and this time you were really done. And I tell everybody, let me tell them when they're better. Because if you don't kill every single one of them and then you feed them by accident, oh boy. So I try to tell people, and I do, and I like, it's like I told Donna, okay, about a month before she realized it. And I told Terry, and they both put it in their stories and follow the journey that I knew when they were better before they did. And like me, it was hard to believe when I was told I was better back in 2008. I waited another 30 or so days, just like they both did, until they realized they were better. But like I said, if you don't get every last one of these things, okay, and I mean the parasitic component of this thing, it will reproduce at alarming rates and come back to haunt you. So that's why I tell you I didn't have Häagen-Dazs ice cream for 5 years. Well, I was better in 4 years. But I only had Häagen-Dazs ice cream once ago, twice again, because still, all those years later, I still couldn't control not eating the whole damn thing in one or two eating, you know, tries. So anyway, Ruth, the good news is, after a little bump in the road, there's never been an issue.
Yeah, we're okay.
Okay. So let's keep on, because we got more people here than I imagined we're going to show. I'll tell you that. All right, so let's see. Okay. Catherine of the Desert got a question for Ruth.
Did you say Catherine?
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay, sorry. Thank you, Ruth. It's so nice to hear you, and you're so full of good information to reinforce what we need to do. Thank you so much. I just wanted to ask you, did you think you had Lyme also?
I don't know. I'm not sure that I did, because I don't think I had any specific things that suggest Lyme. So, but I don't know how the disease, how we get the disease, you know. So answer is really don't know.
Like everyone else, it was compromised immune system. And so my guess is bird mites, or it was mold.
Right.
And one of those things compromised the immune system, but I don't think you really did ever have Lyme, because I never asked you to go to Lyme protocol.
No.
Right. Okay.
No.
I hope that answered that question. So, Tia, question for Ruth.
Thanks, Mel. No, I don't have any questions. I just want to say hi, Ruth. Thank you so much for being here and answering questions. It's so encouraging hearing your story.
Hi there. Thanks.
All right, Chrissy, you want one more turn? All right.
Oops, my microphone's playing up there. No, it's just lovely. It's so important to have people from the UK, you know, and other countries, you know, coming on, because there's quite a few people that are from this. So, you know, it's really great to have someone that's been healed from the UK coming on, and it really is very encouraging. I live in hope of more people from the UK, you know, joining our community, posting in the website, taking part in the Saturday and Sunday, you know, free calls, you know, joining the prayer call, getting support of the community and everything. You know, Ruth, it's a real shame that I don't know why, because there are people in the UK that have joined, and they've joined the forum, but they seem awful shy to like speak out and come and be part of it, and it would really help a lot, wouldn't it? It makes a big difference to be a fully fledged member, doesn't it? Like you were saying, I mean, you described so eloquently about what a difference it meant when you were frightened at the start, and then when you joined the community and you were no longer alone in it, and then there was just people around you, and we all get it, we all understand it, we're all in the same boat, and that helps so much. So I just hope that anyone listening to this, you know, no matter where they live, you know, feels, you know, it would give them a bit more confidence just to join us, you know, and we do, we really, really want to help anybody that's going through at the same time, don't we, you know?
Hey, you want a new position?
What's that?
You want a new job.
Me? what will it be?
Well, you would be head of solicitation for new memberships.
All join right. up, join.
Thank you, darling. All right, let's see. Is that Cassandra? Cassandra, is that you?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, do you want to have a question for Ruth?
No, I'm still in the stage where I don't have questions. My thing is the diet right now. Trying to really figure out what to eat, what not to eat. That's been the hard part for me, and figuring out how to really fine-tune meal prepping with working and taking care of the kids. That's been my challenge.
Okay, well, that's a difficult one. And ultimately, if you experiment with different concepts, okay, or on a Sunday call, if you can get in there and ask others who have kids and work what they're doing, you might get some ideas. Personally, I can't, you know, shed a whole lot of light on that subject. All right. I'm really, really glad you're here. And I'm glad you're getting all this information. All right, so now I've got to move to one of the L's. Okay, aha, all right, I figured it out. Okay, Lisa. Can you hear me, Lisa?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I have a question for Ruth.
I mean, I'm just trying to listen today. Ruth, the only thing my oncologist wanted me to try a fungal medicine. And did you try medicines before you got in the protocol? And I have a lot of severe allergic reactions. So how will you know if you're going to have allergic reactions to the protocol pills if you don't try it one at a time, you know?
No.
What was the answer?
Yes,
first of all, prescription antifungals are all going to come with. So before you take it, I would send me a copy of what it is and let me buy some people. I'm going to mute you because there's background noise, but we got the question. Like I said, if you send me in an email what the name of that product is, I'll get you an answer in a couple of days. All right. Mm-hmm. L4, is that Brian? No? 804, yeah, Brian.
I'm here. No questions at this time. Just thank you for being here today.
All right.
That's okay.
How are you feeling, Brian?
I'm feeling much better. I still don't have my taste or smell back yet, but I guess it'll come back eventually.
Yeah, but the idea that you got feel this much better in like 4 or 5 days, that's the part that, you know, fascinates me the most. I really like the post you made, by the way, buddy.
Oh, great.
And the only thing I'd like to see you do is update your own post about how you're feeling. I know you don't have sense of smelling, but man, you sound terrific compared to 4 or 5 days ago.
Yeah, I'm feeling a whole lot better. I mean, it hit me pretty hard. I'd say it took me about a week to get over it, but that's still not bad. But I mean, it hit me hard. I mean, the body aches were just insane. I had no energy. I pretty much just laid down and slept a lot.
I always preach that sleep is number one. That's when the body is able to heal itself the most. Glad you're here, buddy, and I'm glad you're feeling well, and I appreciate you getting a post up there for Lola, the Fandango dancer. All right. You got a question for Ruth?
No questions at this time.
All right. Good morning, Dale. I'm glad you're here, too.
Good morning, Mel. Good morning, everyone. No questions at this time.
All right.
But I appreciate you being here, Ruth, and enjoying the call. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right. Now we have another anonymous, and I'm not sure. Is that you, Freddie? Come in, Freddie, if that's you. Okay, it's not Freddie. It's another anonymous who's not going to talk. No problem. All right. Ruth Ann, glad you could join us.
Yes. I got sidetracked. I lost track of time.
Hey, hold on, Ruth Ann. Hold on. Anonymous put their hand up. Come in, Anonymous. Come in. Yeah, I see that your hand is raised. Now I see that you muted yourself. Okay, now you unmuted yourself. Now do you want to say hello? Oh, just playing with my head, are we? Okay, goodbye for you. Come in, Ruth Ann.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi, Ruth. I'm a Ruth also. So,
hi there.
How long did it take you to get well?
It was all together, it was about 3 years. Mel probably has got the exact answer. You know, but I started feeling well. I mean, I was about 90% well after about 10 months. So, and after I changed my diet, you know, a month of that, you know, things in my body just calmed down and I could sleep. And then, as we say, being on the protocol, being on the WPS, sometimes, you know, that stirs things up because the body's getting rid of stuff, so it can feel uncomfortable at times. But but then, you know, by 10 to 12 months, I felt fine. It was just that I was still, my body was still getting rid of some stuff, and that carried on for a bit.
Yeah.
It took you 2 years the first time, four months to slip backwards, and then 4 or 5 months to get completely well, and then there was no more fooling around.
Right.
Yeah. I will be at 3 years in a couple months.
And how close do you think
you are? Whoa, stop, hold on. You have other extenuating health issues.
Yes, I do. I have other, and I just got over COVID.
Right, you also lost your husband this past year?
Yeah, I lost my husband to COVID also.
Okay. So Ruth Ann, she's doing great, realistically.
Mm-hmm.
All the stuff that's been piled on her.
Yeah.
But her original other health issue makes this much more difficult.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get there eventually.
No, you will get there eventually.
I may have the prize for being the longest to get well, but I'll get there.
You get there, yes. Yeah.
All right, Anonymous dropped off and then dropped back in, and hopefully they're going to say hi. Anonymous, hello.
Hello.
It is Freddie Dean from Cleveland. Say hi to Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Freddie, thank you so much for dropping in. That's so lovely to hear you.
Well, I just wanted to come in and say hello to you and thank you for coming back. And, you know, it's just great.
Oh, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thanks. You know, I'm getting there. But, you know, with other health issues, you know.
Right, I see. Yeah.
All right, Freddie, we're very, very happy that you dropped by, and I'm going to say now, is there anybody else who might have a question for Ruth? Hit *5 now, and we'll get it answered before we let Ruth give her final thoughts and allow her to go about her day. God bless you, babe. Those who don't give up hope, get well. Nobody's laughing. Okay. Did I mute you, Ruth? What happened? Hold on, we have a question. We have a question from Lola, the Fandango dancer. You believe it? We got everything. Remember when we had Agent K-9 and B-1?
Yeah.
Yep, Agent K, and then we had Agent B-1. Oh, boy. All right, come on in there, Lola.
Hi, thank you. I'm sorry for all the questions, but Ruth, thank you again for joining. I've had blood tests, and I have mold toxicity, which I think I got it at the same time I got Morgellons. Did you deal with that as well? And if so, did it make your recovery more difficult?
Well, I didn't ever get tested for mold, but, you know, once I'd realized what this situation was with Morgellons and then reading on the website and listening to the conference calls, I then started looking around the house for mold. So I didn't see it, but it was there. And I found it in the bathroom, sort of like underneath the toilet cisterns. I found it behind the fridge. I found it on the window frames. So I just, you know, just slowly using the Clean Green, just to get rid of it. I used what Mel suggested with the WPS, you know, in a bowl, leave the room, shut the door, so that it, you know, it's working in the air. So I think it must have made it must have had a pass of the cause. It must have done, because, and I live in a bit of an old house. It's quite an old house, so I guess it's inclined to be damp. I just try and keep on top of it as much as possible, and I think if we move from this house, I'll be much more careful. You know, I'll try and go to a newer house that's just better geared up, you know, to be less likely to have mold everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this, okay? Mold toxicity is what will take the immune system out. Once that happens, you definitely become a candidate, okay, for all disease that is airborne. Okay, so mold could have gotten you to the point where everything else started to rear its ugly head. Okay, let me. What else is? Anybody else have a question that they'd like to ask right now? Okay, well, Ruth, what would you like to say in closing to the group?
I'm not sure. My mind has gone blank. Well, I just want to encourage everybody here on the call and people that are listening to the call, who knows how long later, years later. You know, when I was ill, I used to put a conference call on sometimes in the middle of the night, because I was sleeping in a separate bedroom, and I would, if I couldn't get to sleep, I would be listening to a call. So I'd be listening to Mel and I would be listening to Peter, and they would just send me to sleep, the conference calls. But that was because I was comforted, you know, I was reassured, and I would listen to them over and over, because in those days there weren't so many. I mean, we are so blessed to have so many calls to listen to that I can't keep up with it now. I don't manage to listen to them all, but I just want to encourage people not to be scared, not to think it's too difficult, because, you know, you can do it, to press into God with it, because with God, everything is so much better if we've got God with us. And sometimes God uses things like illness in our lives to just be a bit of a loudspeaker and just to get our attention, and you know, and you'll find God on this website. I'd encourage you to, like Peter always used to say, to read your Bible and start praying, and just open your heart up to God, and and that will just bless your life abundantly. And just like Mel says, don't give up hope. Just don't give up. Just keep going and just keep believing. There were times, you know, I didn't, although Mel sort of said about, oh, you're in the 90%, because you keep on the website, because you're involved, you're in that 90% who are going to get well. But in my heart, I wasn't ever convinced that I was going to get well. Negative person that I am. I mean, I was, you know, really working hard and I was doing everything, but I wasn't sure, you know, but I just used to pray and ask God to show me what to do, which I still do, you know, about everything that's going on and in life. And, you know, and ultimately we're in God's hands, aren't we? And ultimately we know that this life isn't all there is. We're destined for an eternity with Jesus if we know him as Lord and Saviour. And that is my encouragement to us all, that we are just looking to God in it. Here endeth the sermon.
All righty then. Well, now I tell everyone that the website what is and has been and always will be motivated by the Lord. Okay? And, you know,
yeah.
I was considered the first crazy because I had a very long conversation with a 40-pound red-tailed hawk.
Yes. Yeah.
I'll never forget those days, ever, 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 as long as I live. What a blessing. What a blessing. Mm. Friends that are birds.
Yeah.
Really. Anyway, Ruth, thank you so much. I mean, really, it's wonderful, and it's so good for them to hear it from others besides me, and it is possible. And in your group, there are a lot of people got well.
That's right. Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
Aunt Laura's gone. Okay, Kelly's gone. Mary's gone. Ellen's
yeah.
gone. Peter's gone. I mean, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's so
yeah.
And
that's
prayer and worship, you got to come one time, okay? It's early, and it's because
yeah.
it's wild. First, we have prayer, okay, and it's beautiful. Then we have fellowship, and everybody gets to ask a question of anybody else who's there. And then we now add jokes around the world. And we always start in Scotland because those Scots
yeah. Very good.
So, I mean, everything has evolved, and you're right. In those days, we did a call every few months. Now we do a call every... Thank you so much, Ruth. God bless you.
Okay.
We'll
Thank
Skype
you.
And discuss.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm going to Skype you so we can discuss my next attempt at receiving a lemon meringue pie.
Yeah. Well... We'll try it again. Thank you, Mel. You know, I'm always grateful to you.
Oh, and I'm grateful to you for willing to come back and give encouragement and hope to others, honey. God bless and have a good day.
All
and
right,
give
then.
To your family, huh?
Yeah. Thanks, Mel. Bye then. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
All righty. So I am sorry that Donna's not here, but Donna will be joining us in 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now, whenever she can get squeezed in, because I think we have calls planned for the next few weekends. But if there's anybody who has a question right now for me, you know, we've got some time left, and I'd be glad to answer questions on tape for everybody. So... Anybody have a question, or has everybody, like, heard enough?
I have a question.
All right, you got to put your hand up, or I don't know who that is.
It's Lola.
Okay, Lola, do you know *5 on your phone?
I just did it, sorry. No, I didn't. Couldn't tell me.
Okay, hold on. Don't worry. First of all, we only have one rule. You're not allowed to say you're sorry. Oh, okay, you got it. You figured it out. All right, so you can go ahead first, and we'll let Ruth Ann go second. Go ahead, Lola.
So this question is for Joe. I listened to the show the call that you did about nutrition, and that it was wonderful. But I have some questions about some food that, I'm trying to feed a 240-pound ex-football player, and he's doing the diet with me, and he's very hungry and loves bread and potatoes. So as a substitute, I'm wondering if Ezekiel bread and sweet potatoes are allowed in the diet. I've gotten I'm getting mixed messages from reading the forum.
He's not here.
Oh, okay.
The honeymooners have signed off. They'll be back tomorrow for prayer and fellowship. Okay? And you can send me an email with that question. In the event you can't make it, I'll ask it. And whatever, if you're not there, I'll have him email me the answer. But they're gone.
Okay, thank you.
We lost three people when Ruth said adios. And that's okay. It is what it is. Okay, so that one's going to have to wait till tomorrow. Okay, Ruth Ann, what's the question, dear?
Mel?
Yeah, that's me.
I just wanted to let you know I have my long johns on.
Oh, boy. Hey, Kip! I think Dodie hit with a frying pan. Hold on a second. No, they just hung up. The call's getting too rowdy. All right. Anybody else have a question? Really? That's pretty interesting. All right. Well, hey, you know what? I can attempt to go out and clean my terrace. Oh, wait a minute. When I don't know who it is, it's Joanna.
It's Lori. Hi.
Oh, wait a minute now. Hold on. Yeah, that's true. It is Lori. Wow. All right, Lori. Oh, Kip's got something he wants to say. Go ahead, Lori.
I just had a question on still those Lion bars on my back, and I've been struggling with them, but when I start the WPS, will those go away with more like that?
Or okay.
Or should be putting on them?
Hold on. Okay. So in order to answer, I got to understand. All right, you're telling me you have lines that are running across your back?
Lime bars,
okay. That's what I call little purple lines under the skin.
Not purple, no. They're it's almost a white scabs kind of in a line.
Okay, well, that could be form of biofilm coming out of you, but can you get a picture of that for me?
I can.
Good. Well, if I can see it, I might have a better idea. But I'd really not want to make some kind of decision not being able to see it. That's all. But I'll give you an answer. You get me a thing, and I'll get you an answer. I have a session this afternoon between 2 and 4 coaching. So send me the email and call me then.
Okay.
Because now, between when we end this call and then, I'm going to play with my trains. I'm going to try to cook something really special up, and I'm going to clean the terrace. And then I'll be back between 2 and 4, and if anybody got a question then can call me then too. All right, but let me keep on keeping on. All right, let me mute that. Okay, so.
I don't know why not.
All right, I tried muting it, but I think I got it this time. Oh, okay, go ahead. Is that Kip and Dodie?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you hit him with a frying pan?
I didn't hit him with a frying pan yet, no. I do want to make a comment about, I don't know who just was on, about the lines across the back that are like scabs. I also get those. I have been told that is the Bartonella or the cat scratch fever. It's like a cat had scratched you. And I also had that, but I was told by the Lyme disease doctor that that was Bartonella. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Now, that was Lori, right? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
And
yeah, so, Lori, I do have that on my back also. I haven't had one for a while. Actually, I do have one on my shoulder right now because I'm feeling it. Yeah, but that's what that is. It's Bartonella, cat scratch fever.
Okay. So now, okay. Lori, have we talked about your co-infections?
Not too much.
Okay. And how long are we now on the protocol?
Since the end of June. No, before, I think I went online in July. Yeah, so it was
No way you weren't on the Lyme protocol. Okay, I knew that.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So I already knew that from other with her, and that's why in really the third or fourth month we switched her from the Morgellons extension to the Lyme. Because that's the definition of Lyme all the time. Okay, I don't tell me that, you show it to me, but I don't need to see it now because I understand exactly. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So now my question, Mel, is with the loss of hair, you mentioned the loss of hair is caused from Lyme, correct?
Mostly those who lose hair have Lyme as a co-infection. And both Terry and Donna, who both have their whole stories, including the hair loss part, in Follow the Journeys.
Okay. My question is, can you give someone else Lyme disease?
Oh, absolutely. Bodily fluids will transmit Lyme.
Okay, because the one part I didn't mention to you yesterday when we talked was my daughter's, she has long black hair beneath her butt, and she's got a bald spot on her head. She's losing hair. So that's got me freaked out a bit.
Well, you have her on the basic protocol, right?
Well, we got it for her. It's a matter of her taking it.
Okay, well, after she takes it, we'll move her along, okay? And if things don't get better, I assure you she's going to take it if you keep telling her you guys are getting better.
Right.
Okay, but once again, you want to assume that it's your fault, all your fault. And I keep trying to tell you that it's impossible that it's all your fault. At best, it's 15%.
Okay.
Especially in the business she's in and all the chemicals she's surrounded by and all the different clients. Okay?
Yeah.
Really, so, I mean, you're going to eat your own heart out, young lady. I don't want to lose you to heartache. And then who's to go up in the mountains with?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Right, it's always tough when someone you love gets it and you really think it's your fault. But honest to God, no one can get this who's got a good immune system. It doesn't work like that. Never had. Never gonna, maybe. It will.
Well, she does have celiac, which she's allergic to gluten and dairy, so that's definitely a compromised immune system.
And to a certain degree it is, okay? But it still doesn't mean that you're the reason she got it when it's in the air, it's in the food, it's in the water, and it could be in other clients of hers.
Right. She does have a client that has Lyme disease.
Well, there you go. So now it only becomes 7.5% your fault. Stop beating yourself up, lady. Doesn't help.
All right.
You. 7.5% is nothing. If I could be 93% of the time right, oh boy, I'd get to heaven sooner. All right, let's keep on keeping on. You got to let that go. Hey,
okay.
Oh, hello, Rockin' Robin.
I wanted to address Lola a little bit about the food and give her a good substitute for potatoes. You can take 2 bags of radishes and slice them up and put you some olive oil in the pan and cut up an onion and let it start sauteing. And then put those sliced radishes in there and let them cook like you're smothering potatoes. And you can also add some turkey bacon crumbled up or some bacon that has no nitrates and stuff. But they cook down quite a bit. So when I did them, one bag, it only made me 2 little servings. So you probably have to do 2 bags of radishes. But he might like them, and they're very close to smothered potatoes. And then I just wanted to mention to Lori that I've had, even in the beginning, I had some white scabs on the side of my hand and on my left hand and also on my left hip, which I thought was just dead, dried skin. But it was so hard to come off. I was trying to peel it off, and I noticed it just, you know, but as I've gotten better, they've disappeared. But I had 2 or 3 spots like that were like dried skin and white. And I've also had the cat scratches in pink, a lot of those. And every now and then I get one, but I don't have them near like I used to. So I have had both of those. And that's all. I hope that helps.
Yep, thank you.
You know, hi, Karen, and I'm glad you got here. And this call's been recorded, and Ruth is come and gone. But I'm so glad that you got here. So, is there anybody else who has a question that want to ask me right now?
Hey.
Get
it over with.
Get what over with? You're not going to shoot her, are you?
Yeah.
Do you have a question there, Kip, or are you just trying to make me laugh?
Don't you need to laugh, too?
Yeah, of course, Kip. I need to laugh, too. Always.
He was leaving to go to the store.
Okay. All right. Anybody else with a question? All right. Tomorrow, the 2 hours in the week, prayer and fellowship. If you're new, try it. Really like it. And, again, I have a coaching session today, 2 o'clock Pacific. I'm going to get with you in a minute here. To 4 o'clock Pacific, you have to calculate your time zone and that time. All right, Tia, who always calls me after the afternoon session to see what's for dinner. Maybe that's the question. She doesn't want to bug me later. What's up, Tia?
I'll bug you later, too. But okay. I was just going to ask for the HCIF people and Robin to stay on after the call.
That's a really great idea. The HCAF people, you stick around here. We're going to have a quick 5-minute wrap. All right, everyone else, great day. Great call in my opinion. I hope someone who was here from the beginning might take it upon themselves to write a little bit about this call so we can get it published, get Glenn to work on bringing that recording right over here ASAP. God bless you all. Have a great day. Thank you. If you're a member of the HCAF, stick around. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Freddie. Bye, Chrissy. Bye, everyone. Not
bye-bye.
You go anywhere. She's gone. Unbelievable.
Who?
Chrissy.
Oh. We can always email her.
No. I'll probably speak to her in the morning. It's probably dinner time, her and the dog. And she just, you know, she was so excited to talk to Ruth. And the fact that Freddie Bean came back, said her piece, and left, that's a lot of respect for Ruth. These girls were here. Ruth was here. Okay.
I was here when Ruth was here.
Okay, well, yeah, because you and them all have other health issues and take a little longer.
Yeah, we're special.
Not special, okay? Really. All right, so now let's get to it, okay? There's not much to say other than it's time to pump the foundation, okay? We're going to have you girls each make one post, okay, starting with Nancy, N comes first, okay?
Okay.
Then Robin, and then Tia, but make them 5 to 7 days apart. So Robin, you know, make a note. Tia, make a note. Nancy, go when you're ready. Okay, if you were the last one, Nancy, you call me and say no, and then I'll get Chrissy to go after I talk to her and St. Holly in the morning.
Okay.
Poor Donald. I'm still using his coffee mug and his rug. Those were his Christmas presents. They're kind of faded. They're from the Boston Bruins 2011 championship. And I've had them a long time. I wanted to give them to Donald. I just haven't been able to get to the post office and get them, figured out how to box them and how to ship them. But by the time I do, you won't be able to see the insignias anymore. All right. Okay, anybody got anything to say? Because this is not...
I do.
Go ahead.
It's Tia, and you were graciously got us a gift for Christmas, which was
I knocked off. I already told them all. I'm finding out. I'll let you know.
Okay.
If you didn't tell them all, I did, all right? Because
I know. You
woke me up this morning. I wanted to say, hey, man, I haven't had breakfast yet.
I know, and you just said... mention it after the call today, so that's
okay. Well, how much does it cost when you buy what you want?
It's $75 plus the discount for the large 128 ounce. For the combo set, I think it's $79.50, so it's actually cheaper.
It's cheaper, but now let's see if I can get her to sell it to me cheaper, okay? Then she'll sell me the condo set. She will. You got it. I told you that. Okay, now what did you need? Mm-hmm. A majority vote? I already got overruled by everybody.
No, that's okay.
If I can get it for the price or less, okay. It costs more in shipping, though, you dog. But if I can, you can have it. You can have, what is it, 128 ounces?
Yeah.
Is that a
clean green.
Is that a gallon?
Yeah.
You sure now?
Well,
no.
Hold on,
Snoopy. Hold on. No, that's Sovereign Silver. No, that's WPS. There she is. That's a terrible picture.
Yeah, there's 128 ounces in 1 gallon.
Yeah, I'm going there right now. Okay, good day.
I looked it up.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Now I'm going to look
Thank
it
you.
Up. Okay,
well,
there it is.
I beat you.
There it is. Well, congratulations. About time. 5 years. All right, so, okay. And let's see. Oh, 75. Okay. All right, I'll see what I can do. I'll do my darndest.
Mel, did you want to discuss posting at all?
Well, the only thing that I can say is that, you know, really, Nancy's been posting is good. Tia's posting's been great. Your posting's been great. You know, it's other people like Karen the librarian who keeps getting sick because she don't listen. Brian who's getting over COVID, so we've lost his ability to pitch in. Carrie Ann and Joe, hey, in case you guys don't notice, they don't stay the whole call anymore. Either day, okay? They are getting well enough that they're doing too much already.
Yeah.
But I can't tell any of you that. None of you really get that, you know what I mean? You feel good and that's it. That's the end of it. Zoom! Oops. Whoops, there it
Not
is.
Me. I don't go anywhere. Me and Tia don't go nowhere.
But both you and Tia need to get out of the environment you're in.
Yeah,
yes, we do.
Okay, so I mean that just tells me everything I need to know, okay? Now, I mean, I know that if I hit the lottery and have a clinic, you're going to pick Tia up on the way and bring her. So I'm building you a two-bedroom bungalow with your own damn kitchen.
Oh, wow. I love it, Tia. Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, love it. Just put us by a lake or an ocean or something, too. That'd be nice.
Oh, if I put you by the lake, I'll put you up on stilts in case we have a little flooding.
Sounds good.
But I think I'd rather put you on a hill overlooking a pond or lake.
Sounds great.
I know what I need to build what I want. And I know that if I make $50 million or more in my pocket, I probably have enough to get it done.
We need that lottery, that's for sure.
No, honey, because I don't dream small. I never have.
You're only as big as your dreams, that's what they say.
Well, then, that's why I keep growing and getting younger and stronger and healthier and whoa, because I dream. No,
It's Mercules.
Hercules. Oh, I love it. Oh, mail it in. Hey, this is
Mercules.
Foundation. Yeah, right. Don't put me in jail, you nuts.
Mercules the marshmallow. No, I can't say that. You'll kill me.
You get muted. You want to spread those kind of rumors, that's the end of you. Girls, I have no complaints with you. It's the freeloaders that I have complaint with. You need to encourage the people that we know are here for a while. The old Lori, okay? We need to encourage all those people who are what we call me. We need to encourage Carrie Ann and Joe to, you know, enjoy life, but don't forget to post.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to have people start making more posts on their journey. So,
oh, no. Hey, really? I mean, I'm not going to have any follow the journeys, okay? I mean, I'm not posting Karen the hottie from Houston who fell backwards 11 times and hit the rug and then fell into the hedges, tried to barb wire. I mean, whoa, this girl.
You say you're not going to post any journeys?
Karen the hottie? I don't have a good post journal to post right now.
Yeah.
No one has tried to stay within the same thread, which is what it really takes. You got to create a name, you got to create a thread, and everything you do is in that thread. Then when some later on you get well, you go in to follow the journeys, and then you've laid out a slightly different roadmap with the same ending.
Can I ask you something? Can you pick up everything that we've posted and put it in a deal?
Yeah, you know how much that cost me to pay the paymaster, the webmaster to do something like that?
It's expensive.
Minimum of $150.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's a lot of work. I mean, do you know how long it took them to put Terry together? Because she was in 10 places, 12 places, more. We got every one of her posts is in her journey. So even if you get confused, you'll get all the information eventually.
Yeah.
Donna was pretty clear and concise, and poor Donna, you know, had open heart surgery yesterday. Out of the blue, man.
I know, I can't believe that. Wow.
And has nothing to do with Morgellons or Lyme or anything like that. She had a heart problem where she got water in the lungs and probably was originally from the mold toxicity because she had her house flooded twice.
Oh, my God.
Never really, really cleaned her lungs out totally.
Had they moved? Man, I'd fail and move.
They rebuilt and put it on stilts.
Wow.
Hey, sweetie, pot of sold. Look, anybody who lives in a house, okay, just get in an apartment complex or a high rise and get off the ground floor. You got no wishes.
Yeah. As long as you don't move into an old apartment.
Okay.
What? Or your neighbors have dogs.
Oh, no. Yeah. Hey, look. I got three young people upstairs, and the girl who doesn't weigh 100 pounds, I call her heavy foot. I mean, there's no way she goes through the apartment. You don't know she just made that trek. Guys weigh twice as much and don't make half the noise.
Yeah.
Now,
if they wear high heels, yeah.
We got one dog on the third floor that I know about that's very protective, so you don't want to really deal with him too much. Then you have another dog that you're worried, the very protective dog, he may eat him, he's so little. And then on the ground floor, you got two jumbo dogs in one apartment that sit out on the terrace, and if you look at them, they want you to know that you're not welcome, and they growl like this.
Oh, my gosh.
Bark at them to make her crazy, the woman, because she should have trained not to do that. She's going to let them on the terrace all the time, not to growl at everybody that comes by. And then there's the guys on my floor who used to be two guys, one girl, then another girl. Now there's two girls, one guy, because one of the guys moved out. Used to be three dogs, now there's two dogs. We got dogs.
Oh, wow.
And the only cats around here, baby, are mountain lions.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too happy a cat there.
No,
in our backyard.
No, no, we used to have coyotes like crazy, but not with all the construction anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, the field below me used to be full of rabbits. I mean, the hawks, the eagles, the coyotes. I mean, that's how much of a rabbit population there was. When they started, like, dynamiting and leveling and all and building and that's it, they try to move.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it, kids. Anything else?
No.
Say what now?
It's Nancy. What did the email that you sent me, that name of that company that started with an H, is that the one you was telling me about when you called me?
Yeah.
About the blood pressure?
That's right.
Okay.
That's the beet juice company. Hey, remind me to ask. Some people here are on beet juice. I got them on beet juice.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure that's what it was.
No. Of course that's what it is. Okay. It's what I told you I was sending you, the company. And
yeah.
I found a coupon from them that if I can find an envelope, hold on, let's see what I did with this dumb coupon. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Nancy and Tia, do y'all mind, or do you want me to go first on the post for the foundation?
No,
or do
you to go first?
Huh?
Unless Chrissy was last. Who was the last person to let me go there. Hold on. I'll tell you right away. All right, Nancy, send me your address, and I'm sending you a $25 off your order of 100 or more.
Okay.
And even though it won't cost you 100 to get started, okay?
Okay.
You'll try to use the coupon. You'll call it in. You'll tell them you were recommended and by who. I don't get anything, but you will get a discount, I'm telling you, the first time, if you sing the right song. You understand what
okay.
I just said?
Yeah.
And then send me your address. I'll get an envelope big enough, and I'll pop it in the mail with a stamp. And when you finally fall in love with this shit and need $100 worth, you got a coupon, and it doesn't have an expiration date that I can see.
Okay.
Nothing like a coupon with no expiration date.
No, good.
All right, I don't know what happened. Okay, is anybody still here?
Yeah,
I was going
to volunteer to go first on the foundation thing, but...
Wait, yeah, I was going there first. Okay, yeah, that's where I was headed.
Let's get in line. Who's going to go first, second, and third so we know?
Yeah, well, I already told you who was going first, second, and third, unless the person I picked first already was the last person to make a post in the thread. So I'm heading to the thread, okay, because I know it's in page 1. I just haven't brought it forward for 5 days or so.
I know I haven't posted in there because I'm a new member, so.
Yes. Do you think she's volunteering everybody?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Please help the Heat Cures help others. Last person to post was Nancy. Damn her. She always puts her last name in, and I never see it until after the post.
Oh, gosh.
You want to get mad?
Hold on a second. Oh, God. I made a huge mistake. It's bringing it forward because I'm taking out her last name. Stop putting your last name in, you.
Yes, sir.
We need a nickname for you, Nancy.
You want me to tell you what? My mama used to have kids, and my mama and them used to pick at me. They call me Nanny Goat.
Nanny Goat.
Goat?
Nanny Goat.
My birthday's in December, so. And she always said I was hard-headed.
Well, do you like Nanny Goat?
Oh, I don't care. I'm not hard to get along with. You know that?
Wait a minute. Let's just call her Baha.
Baha. B-A-H-A-A-A.
Yeah, Baha.
B-A-A-H-A-A. That's it. Baha. B-A-A-H-A-A.
No, you got to make it like a lamb. Baha.
Sounds good.
Is that okay with you, Nance? Baha.
Yeah, fine with me.
All right. And our next guest on the talent show is Baha.
And that's how you're going to sign. That's how you're going to sign your post. You're going to put Nancy Baha Ha.
B-A-H-A-A-H-A-A.
All right.
Baha.
All right. I'm resetting it.
However you want.
All right.
That's your last name, man.
If you're even in this thread, Robin.
I'm not. I don't think I've ever posted in that because I wasn't a member.
Okay.
Until now.
All right, you go first.
Okay.
There you go. You got it. Boy, I'll tell you, you girls really twist things around the way you want them.
And then who? Tia next, and then Nancy, or is Chrissy going in there? I don't know.
Well, no, Tia would go next.
No.
Oh, okay. Chrissy will go next. Hey, Tia, you want my job?
No.
Okay, so me, Chrissy, Tia, and Nancy. Is that the right order?
Yeah, except Tia doesn't like it.
It's okay. I'm being ornery.
Oh. Yeah,
okay,
I know.
Okay, so that's what. But you got to tell Chrissy. It's me, Chrissy, Tia, and Nancy.
Right, don't worry. I'm going to call and sing to Holly tomorrow.
Yeah, tell her wait 5 days after mine, 5 to 7 days, and then do it. So next week, I'll do this one this week.
Good.
And I'm also going to do my reposting of that one I wanted to repost. I'll do that too.
Right. You might explain that to other people as you talk to them. And let me
tell
you, Lola, okay, I'm sorry, yeah. Elizabeth wasn't here. I asked her to come. Okay, but maybe she'll come tomorrow. I'm really glad that what's-his-name was here.
Who?
Dale.
Ward? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Ward hears more and more, you know. It's when Ward decides that he has a chance to get well. Lola. Okay. Oof, what do you think?
I think she.
What do you
I like her.
I didn't
both
understand.
Both her and which is the one with cancer? Not Lola.
Lori, no, that.
Lori.
Yeah. I think it's Lori.
One of the Loris.
Yeah, she's the one that was wanting to do all the testing at the doctors or something, wasn't she? The one that had cancer.
That's Lola. Yeah. Okay, that's the new Lori, Lola. But she's not the one with cancer. Lisa has cancer and her husband is sick.
Hmm.
I don't know that Lisa was here today.
Lisa is the one with cancer, not a Lori, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, we never even mentioned Lisa this morning. We mentioned Lori.
No, she was on the call.
Lisa, yeah.
What about
Lisa
Joanne?
Was on the call, no.
Huh?
Lisa was not on this call.
Well, someone was talking about chemotherapy and their oncologist, so I thought that was her.
Me too. That's what I'm telling you. We're just getting these girls off.
Yeah.
We gotta have nicknames.
You know
I'm telling you.
You know that song by
Mel, what do you think about Joanna?
Joanna?
Yeah.
She's been around for a while. It's up to her. She doesn't really want to participate more than she is because she has other obligations to family members.
She does. They call on her to babysit a lot, and she says, I have to do it. But Nancy is part of our INC now. I think she's great. Mel?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah, Nancy, you want to be part of the INC? Inner Circle? Inner Circle, Mel?
No, you don't make any money, but you don't spend any money.
Okay. I talked to Joanna, and she don't really want to do all of the protocol, I don't think.
Right.
Yes,
something's not right. That's correct.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Because, you see, let me just explain to you girls. People only tell me what they want me to know. It's never been any different. So I have to interpret what I'm told.
Well, I know that her husband was not all for it in the beginning.
No, and he's probably not for it at all. But we heard Ruth. Now, Joanna heard Ruth. You know, Ruth's husband was a medical doctor?
Yeah.
She didn't tell you that. I'm telling you. Ask her next time. He's a freaking doctor. And now he's on my protocol. And at the beginning, he wanted to kill her for doing it. Saved her life.
Well, I can talk to Joanna because we're really close. So I'm going to talk to her and try to find out what's going on.
She had talked to me, you know, when I talked to her. She called me one day, and I don't think she really understands how serious this could get because she hasn't had it that long.
Yeah.
And that wherever you go, like they're keeping them children, or the son, pal, you know, if it's coming off of her, it will come off in their house because it did at my sister's house. Nobody ever got
They've
to
all
see
had,
but
you know,
the black cat was there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just tell you
they
this.
Actually
you can't pick
it.
And choose what part of the protocol you want to do. It don't work like that. Ladies,
no.
I beg your forgiveness. I've been up since about 3 today.
We got it.
I know. Okay. I'm going to just do other things. I think I'm going to think about what I'd like to cook and then start to at least prepare and then probably do a tiny bit on the trains. Hope it gets up to 40 so I can go on the terrace without having to put... Oh, no, it's only a whopping... up 38. We're almost there. Whoops!
It got down to 29 last night.
Oh, wait a minute. 5 grocery shortages that are outraging customers. Hold on. Let me give you the latest scoop. The world's coming to an end. We're out of toilet paper. No. Hold on. All right. Here we go. If it's pasta, I'm sure that's correct. because it's unbelievable. Cat food, all right. Cream cheese, oh, that stinks.
Dry. But we get almond meal.
I told you, they're all out of pasta. No shit, cinnamon rolls. Whoa, baby, I don't miss. Oh, and DayQuil? Okay, well, gee. And the people are outraged. But I knew it was pasta because I've been in two Walmarts trying to get the Italian pastas are the only ones, but that's the better ones anyway. But
you can make your own.
And it says Walmart or Great Value, and there ain't nothing there. Nothing. Not any at all. Mm. Now, cream cheese, I didn't need, so I didn't see it. Cat food, thank God I don't need it.
DayQuil, we don't need that.
Nope. Excuse me.
No. We have our own cream cheese, the Kite Hill.
No, I know we do. Okay? Which you can get at Sprouts, Trader Joe's, and Whole Foods.
Yeah.
There's more than one cream cheese, too, that's made from almonds.
Yeah.
I've been getting one called Every Day or Every, and it's got seeds in it. It is delicious.
You know what I mean?
It's the Kite Hill brand, but they make like five different kinds. They make a savory one. They make a one called Every Day or something.
No.
Let me just tell you what I miss, and I'll leave. Marmalade.
Okay.
Bye.
One last. Hey, wait.
Hey, girls, I'll call y'all later this evening, okay?
Okay,
Robin.
Bye, Robin.
Wait a minute. Wait for Tia. What, Tia?
Well, no, I was just going to say, you remember I made, like, a really strict diet list up for Wade.
Ward,
yeah. Sorry. do you care if I end up making a post with that for the newbies?
Not at all. That's wonderful.
Okay, yeah, I'll do it today.
Yeah, you can tell everybody Ward hasn't died since he switched.
Okie dokie.
Okay, goodbye.
Love all of you.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Bye.
All right. Bye.